With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino, with cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Okay, round two. Name something that's not boring.
A laundry? Ooh, a book club. Computer solitaire, huh?
Ah, oh, sorry. We were looking for Chumba Casino. That's right. Chumbacasino.com has over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Hey guys, it is Ryan. I'm not sure if you know this about me, but I'm a bit of a fun fanatic when I can. I like to work, but I like fun too. It's a thing. And now the truth is out there. I can tell you about my favorite place to have fun. Chumba Casino. They have hundreds of social casino style games to choose from with new games released each week. You can play for free anytime, anywhere. And each day brings a new chance to collect daily bonuses. So join me in the fun. Sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
In our continuing effort to break down the early stages of free agency, wanted to look at some of the key moves. Not just the best or the worst, but just maybe some moves that were on point, maybe pivoting from one move to the other, a roster upgrade. We're going to take a look at the early free agency signing period and look at some key things, the most intriguing moves and what they mean. That is the topic on today's Landry Football Podcast, part of the Landry Football Podcast Network, which you can get by subscribing, excuse me, Black Onion Cherry, the Landry Football Podcast Network on Apple, Spotify, wherever you get your podcasts, check it out today. Also, a reminder, LandryFootball.com is where you want to go to get the best information on the college game, the NFL game, from players, teams, coaches, schemes, college or NFL level. We got you covered at LandryFootball.com. Check it out today. If you like football, you're going to absolutely love LandryFootball.com. So, I want to take a look at some of the moves in some different areas and kind of break the free agency down in different little pieces and parts as we've had a chance to not only look at the signing, what it means from each team's roster and what the contracts mean for the team. So one of the, I would say, best on the move pivot was the Minnesota Vikings. They lost four front seven players from your roster. That's devastating for many teams. Danielle Hunter, DJ Wano, Marcus Davenport, linebacker Jordan Hicks, all left for various deals elsewhere. Minnesota had a plan. Placed them with Jonathan Grenard, 2 years younger than Hunter. Andrew Van Ginkle, younger ascending player. Blake Cashman, very high football IQ range and ability to slip box, make him a three-down inside back and an upgrade over Hicks. That trio gives the Vikings a better package on defense moving forward than what walked out the door. Makes a lot of sense. Sometimes plans have to be fluid, and the Vikings decision makers made me believer in their ability to evaluate what they had and what was out there. I'd also like to pivot to Sam Darnold for $10 million on a one-year deal while letting Kirk Cousins leave for $45 million per year over 4 years. The money saved can still be put to use by upgrading the third wide receiver spot and extending wideout Justin Jefferson. They need a quarterback of the future. There's no question about that. I think they realize that Kirk Cousins wasn't the key to putting him over the top. Kirk Cousins has played well. Kirk Cousins on a really good team can have an impact. He may have an impact in Atlanta, getting him to win the division and making the playoffs. But the Falcons are not a deep playoff run type of team. They don't have that type of roster. The Vikings obviously realizing they are not either, and they have not been able to go any further with Kirk Cousins, and now realize he played well and was injured, and maybe they make the playoffs last year. But I think they realize going forward they need a good young quarterback. And we'll see if they're in a position to get one. They have enough ammunition to perhaps make a move up to get one of probably the fourth guy on their board. We'll see. Tampa Bay Buccaneers.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on ChumbaCasino.com. I looked over at the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Coincidence? I think not. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere, even at 30,000 feet. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's ChumbaCasino.com and live the Chumba life.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void or prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Okay, round two. Name something that's not boring.
A laundry? Ooh, a book club. Computer solitaire, huh?
Ah, oh, sorry. We were looking for Chumba Casino.
That's right. ChumbaCasino.com has over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Did a good job protecting the Ford. It has to be, I think they protected their roster. They tagged Anton Winfield. They re-signed Baker Mayfield and wide receiver Mike Evans. Found a way to keep linebacker Lavonte Davis. They also brought back defensive tackle Greg Gaines and safety Jordan Whitehead, who was on the Super Bowl championship team in 20. Fans and media tend to not think signing your own players are part of free agency. It's like, you know, if you already have it, well, then that's no fun. It's amazing to me. It is far more important to sign your good players to keep the continuity. It's much better to sign a player of equal value on your team than signing someone of equal value on another team that has to adjust and you have to adjust to them. They also acquired a third-round pick to supplement the roster with some youth by trading cornerback Carlton Davis, who had a hefty cap number in the last year of his contract to the Lions. That was another shrewd move, I think. I think Tampa is still the team to beat along with Atlanta in the AFC South because of the moves that they made keeping their own. Team that took a lot of hits, I'd say the Baltimore Ravens. If this was a game of old-fashioned, you know, moves there, I think that given how many pending free agents they had, it was expected. The Ravens kept Justin Matabuke, added Derrick Henry. They already lost Patrick Queen, John Simpson, Gus Edwards, Geno Stone, Ronald Darby, Jadeveon Clowney, Odell Beckham Jr., Kevin Zeitler. Clowney, Beckham, and Zeitler are still on the market. Add in the decision to move on from starting right tackle Morgan Moses, and they've taken their share of hits. Rebuilding this roster is going to be a challenge for this staff. They've always been intentional about having a plan when something happens. So I don't doubt their answer will be there. I just worry that inordinate amount of change will lead to a natural adjustment period, which will take time. It's going to be interesting to see. I think the Giants have quietly upgraded their roster. If you look at it, adding John Runyon Jr., former Raiders guard Jermaine Elmanuor, they've tried to draft a lot on the offensive line. Now they're going the veteran route. Being able to add two starting offensive linemen who have clear bodies of work is rare. They were two of the top five linemen on my free agent board. Elmanuor was very good at right tackle for the Raiders, but he can play guard. The flexibility is value given Evan Neal's issues at right tackle. Runyon has really good initial quickness, can engage with his lower body very, very well. And adding Brian Burns, really good player.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino, with cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, no, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com.
Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
I think he's they've helped themselves get that. They lost Saquon Barkley, Xavier McKinney, but it's hard to justify paying major money at running back and safety on a team that isn't close to contention. Proving the offensive line and landing Burns will help them tremendously. I do like the Chargers adding Edwards from the Ravens. I had thought all along that Barkley would be a culture upgrade for the new Jim Harbaugh and his vision for the Chargers, but Barkley's contract numbers got a little bit higher and higher, and that was not going to be a fit under the Chargers cap. The Ravens running back by committee kept Edwards' numbers down, but he's a better player than that. He'll be a 235-pound bell cow for the Chargers. That's going to look to add toughness and physicality to fit their new identity. I like that move a lot, more than probably most people will recognize. Most puzzling signing, I was not surprised with how many expensive veteran safeties were released before free agency. I'm surprised that teams are still adding veteran safeties who have marginal athletic ability. The Bears signing of Kevin Byner was a good example. The Eagles bet on Byner last year at the trade deadline, acquiring from the Titans. Not only did he not work out, but it went very badly. In a passing league, it's hard to hide players who struggle in space. It's no longer a box safety position. Byner was a good player a few years ago, but he was never a speedy guy. He's lost a step. I don't like that move for the Bears at all. Deepest positions remaining. Rarely is it possible to find all quality edge rushers or offense perimeter speed on the open market. This year, there are options on the market for both. Even after the free agent tree has been picked off its low-hanging fruit, Clowney and Van Noy, who each signed after camp opened last fall, Chase Young, Bud Dupree, can all still contribute to teams looking for upgrades, rushing the passer. Teams probably won't have to pay retail prices for them. The same can be said at wide receiver. Vastly underrated Lions wideout Josh Reynolds can still prove to be an impact as a second or third wideout. Beckham, who everyone loves to hate, is still very explosive and can change games. We'll find an option out there. There's still some value. There's typically a pause in free agency after the initial bonanza of big money signings. From what I see, the market has already reached that stage. I see players willing to take less than premium deals to avoid being left without a chair when the music stops. Guys like Gaines, back to the Bucks on a one-year $3.5 million deal. Zach Bond to the Eagles for a one-year $3.5 million deal. Nick Harris to the Seahawks for a one-year $2.51 million deal. Saheed Charles to the Titans, one-year $2.5 million. They might normally have hung on the market for weeks or months after the markets didn't materialize. Instead, they signed quickly. Teams can find some value in those deals. I credit agents for doing their homework, most likely at the Combine in Indianapolis during meetings with teams, and team builders for identifying the down-the-line guys that fit them. I do think teams are getting wiser. With the $30 million rise in salary cap, teams are spending freely, but I think this year more so than in other years, teams are spending more wisely also. Normally at this stage, I would have questions about several signings where the plans appear hard to justify. I don't have as many of those through this stage. My objective in free agency was always to fill needs, check as many boxes as I could with my cap restraints before the draft. This allows you to draft without as much concern for need. It greatly enhances you of having a better draft because you're getting better players. Taking the best player available more often than not, rather than reaching for worse players in early rounds just because they feel a need and they're not ready to play and it doesn't work out. This has been a tried and true philosophy for years, and it's been a part of what I have tried to clinic with NFL teams of the way that I think is the best way to go about it. A reminder, you can get more detailed breakdowns on everything free agency, everything the draft, college football, NFL, you name it, we got it for you, LandryFootball.com. If you like football, you're going to love LandryFootball.com. Check it out today. Take advantage of our big season offer on the front page, a scouting season offer that we have on the front page. You'll see it. Big sale on the front page. That's the 12-month package. It's the best deal that we've got. It's 12 months. You can try it out for a month. You can try it out for 6 months. It's cheaper than $10 a month if you try it out for a month. Cheaper than that if you try it out for 6 months. And cheaper still if you take advantage of our best deal, our big sale on the front page, which is over 50% off. Check it out today. If you like football, you're going to love LandryFootball.com. Appreciate you joining us. Talk to you again next time, everybody.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This
is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, no, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Lucky Land Casino, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car, before my kids' PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino, with cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.